Steve, you want to do one?
Sure.
I think we're going to have Steve step up here and do one. You probably heard this song at Rocky Grass before, but Steve does such a nice job. But we're going to do it again. Susie, how many of y'all play? How many of y'all pickers out here? Oh, Lord, they know what we're doing, Steve. You better be on your best behavior, son. It's called working on a building. Building. Folks, I'd like to indulge you all to a little story that I heard, and it leads us right into this next song. And it's a story about a young man that just went off after he graduated from high school, left his family, left his small town, probably like a lot of us out here have done. But he didn't stay in contact with his family for very long, and kind of lost touch with his family. And one day they had an announcement saying that they were going to have a big family reunion. And it may be the family reunion, the last one that they have, because they were losing so many family members. So this young man decided when he heard this that he was going to go over to this family reunion. So he went over to the family reunion and he flew into town, rented a car, and got over to his house, walked up the steps, and he got on the front porch and he looked over to his right and he saw his grandfather sitting on a chair. And he's sitting there just staring down at his hands sitting in his lap. And he's wondering, wonder what's wrong with Grandpa. But he didn't think too much. He thought he'd go inside, and went inside and said hello to everybody. And everybody was all excited that he was there and everything. And he went back outside, and there's Grandpa still sitting in the chair with his hands folded in his lap. And he said, Grandpa, are you okay? Pretty soon Grandpa kind of shook his head, and he said, yeah, I'm fine. He said, Grandpa, I thought something was wrong. He said, I thought maybe you'd had a heart attack or something. We're just sitting there. He goes, oh, no. He says, well, what were you doing? He says, son, he says, have you ever really looked at your hands? And the young man looked at it. He goes, no, not really. He says, you know, I've been sitting here looking at my hands. He goes, I'm not going to be here on this earth very much longer. And it's amazing when I look down at my hands, what my hands have done in my life. These were the hands that held my father's hand when I was a little baby. These are also the hands that learned how to throw a baseball and a football when I was a young kid. It's the hands that held onto that bicycle when I was learning how to ride a bicycle. You know, these hands were hard-working hands when I got up into high school and working my way around, and I washed and waxed cars for people and did all kinds of stuff. And he said, then the war came. And I got drafted, and I went to the war, and I said, these same hands are the same hands that held a rifle. And when I got shipped overseas to that big war over across the way, these are the hands that had to protect myself and protect my fellow men. These are also the hands that held my best friend when he was shot and killed right there in the foxhole next to me. After the war, he said, I got home. I said, these are the same hands that did all that over there in the war that ended up holding the one I loved the most, your grandmother. And these are also the hands that held your mother when she was born. And these were also the hands that held your mother and held her tight, taught her how to walk and do all kinds of things. And these are also the hands that gave your mother away when she married your father. You know, I look at my hands and I realize these are the same hands that gave your mother away when she married your father. These are the hands that held you when you were born. You know, it's amazing what your hands do, he said. You know, he said, all these different things that I've done with my hands, and I don't have much time here left on this earth. And he says, but the one thing that sticks in my mind the most about my hands is that these are the hands that are going to reach up when the good Lord reaches down to take me home. And these are the hands that are going to touch his face when I finally made it to that glory land. Well, it wasn't too much longer after that. A year or so passed on, and this young man's grandfather passed away. And that young man, listening to his grandfather, I'm sure, never looked at his hands ever again in a way other than what his grandfather said. And I myself, now after I heard that story, have realized what my hands have done through my life and everything like that. And I realized that one of these days, when that time comes for me, I'm going to use these hands to reach up and see my Savior as well. That could be just any day now.